It's a fascinating journey because we're talking about the immigrants from one of the world's oldest civilizations to one of its newest. When there is a sense that perhaps they're not going to be able to compete effectively with another group, that's often when the worst xenophobic impulses come to the surface. You can't, I think, commit human rights abuses against a group unless you think of them as less than human. And there are so many other contributions that the Chinese have made in this country that really aren't discussed in a lot of textbooks. Our American democracy is still very much a young and fragile experiment, and every generation of Americans, not just Chinese Americans, have had to struggle for their rights and freedoms and civil liberties in this country. And it's an ongoing struggle. It's unfortunate many of them chose to wear I Am Chinese buttons to distinguish themselves from the Japanese Americans when they really should have been protesting and trying to help protect the civil liberties of the Japanese Americans. Anytime any laws pass that's going to hurt a particular ethnic group, even if it's not yours, even if it's an unpopular minority group or a fringe group, it's going to hurt all of us. Some of the experiences today endured by the Middle Eastern or Muslim American communities are very similar to what the Chinese Americans endured during the exclusion era. It's fascinating to see really how the pendulum of racism could swing very quickly from one ethnic group to another. In the end, we have to recognize this is an American issue. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in a few decades when, by the year 2050, there will no longer be any dominant racial majority, which means that everyone will be a minority. Perhaps we would start looking beyond race and really embrace character and contribution instead. There's only one factor that really could predict whether a particular group is going to commit human rights abuses. It's not religion, it's not race, it's not nationality or political philosophy. It's power. Education also diffuses the power, returns power to the people. You need an educated and well-informed citizenry to sustain a democracy. You also need full disclosure of government records. This administration exerted its executive privilege to prevent the declassification of those records indefinitely. If we don't actually find an effective immigration policy, I think that's going to really bode ill for our future. There was once, in the American South, an attempt to try to replace black slavery with Chinese labor. Chinese, like the Jews, the Armenians, and the Lebanese, are the four great middlemen minority groups in the world. With the end of the Cold War and the demise of the Soviet Union, there seemed to be a real buildup in our military-industrial complex to try to frame China as like our new enemy. It just goes to show that sometimes all of these paranoid methods to try to preserve our national security could have often the opposite effect by driving out or forcing out some of the most brilliant people in this country. Every time you have a new target or scapegoat, the laws that are passed to hurt that group are going to affect all of us.